and over here in Australia. And Mick has been hacked by the Russians this week. You know you've made it when the Russians are hacking you. How are you, Mick?
Listen, I'm Michael. Well, mate, big hi to you and all our friends in Victoria. You got my Twitter account hacked, which was quite odd, and some guy sent me some request asking for money to get it back, and not that it's a particularly big deal, but it's the biggest racing account in New Zealand, so it's probably used to disseminate news to a lot of people. Long story short, we got hold of Twitter. They were pretty good about it. We got it back, so there you go. We're up and running.
That is good to hear. Now, tell me, Lachlan Varart, Newcastle Mile tomorrow night. What are we expecting?
I think he'll just turn up and win, and I think he'll crush them. But there's a little bit of talk around a Queensland horse called Turn It Up, and he's actually a very good horse, Turn It Up. A lot of people think, well, what's he doing in Queensland? He's actually a former New Zealand horse who won an Auckland Cup, and he won a Jules. He's a proper horse, but he's had heaps of soreness issues. So they sent him to Queensland for the easier racing, and he's going down to New South Wales to take on Lachlan Varart. I think it adds 10% to Lachlan Varart, or 10 cents to Lachlan Varart's price. I just think he'll sit parked outside, Turn It Up and beat him. So he would have been $1.10 if he was certain to lead. You're getting about $1.30. Just worth adding to your multi, so I don't think it'll matter. I just think he's in the zone, it'll be too good for him. He won't be screwed down for tomorrow night because obviously the Miracle Mile's a couple of weeks away, but yeah, he'll be winning tomorrow night at Newcastle. As I said, add to your multis a little bit because he's just the best horse in Australasia at the moment, harness racing wise, of course.
We're getting $1.45, Mick, so.
You are not.
Yeah, Turn It Up has been $5 to $3.50, Lachlan Varart at $1.30 out to $1.45.
Well, it's just nonsense. That's totally preposterous.
I like that. We've just come out of lockdown over here, thank goodness, and crowds are going to be returning to the track Moonee Valley Friday night, today as well, provincially, and especially Moonee Valley. What's the COVID situation in New Zealand?
We did exactly the same thing in Auckland, which is the biggest city in New Zealand. We went to a three-day lockdown, so it wasn't too bad. But the reason it was important for racing was Ellerslie, we're going to be able to race at level three. We're going back to level two. But level three, they couldn't hold a race meeting because, get this, there's not enough jockeys in the Auckland region. So Auckland's the biggest city in New Zealand by a mile, but no jockeys live here. All the jockeys live in the Waikato, apart from Leith Innes and a couple of apprentices. So they couldn't have held the meeting because the people from Waikato couldn't have come here had it been level three. So the meeting, which is at Ellerslie, which is a crucial lead-up to the Derby and the Auckland Cup, and includes horses like Sound, who's racing the Evandale Cup over from Mike Moroney's Victorian Barn. They were going to have to move it from Ellerslie to the Waikato. Most of the tracks in the Waikato, most of them, go left-handed, whereas the tracks in Auckland go right-handed. Mm. So it'll be like having the lead-up to the ATC Derby at Flemington. Totally different type of race. So long story short, that's all been sorted out. We went back to level two midnight last night, and now they can have it at Ellerslie, which is really crucial. Big, big meeting, and it's the most important determinant heading into the derbies and all those type of races over here. A couple of big questions over the New Zealand Derby, which has traditionally been a great race leading into the ATC Derby, is that there's a couple of fillies there who might go to the Derby, or they might go to Australia, or they might go to the New Zealand Oaks 2 weeks later, and that's really confused the market. Fillies have only won about four of the last 35 New Zealand Derbies, so I wouldn't be going there with a filly, but there's a few question marks around a couple of them. So it's been a very odd week for our horse people. Most of it's shaken out okay, but this is a carnival with a lot of questions around it heading up to Auckland in the next couple of weeks because we don't have dominant favourites. So how this all plays out, I'm not sure. The one thing I would say is just be a little bit careful if you're the sort of person who likes to dabble in the New Zealand futures markets. There's a few things there where certain horses might come to certain races and they're not even in the market yet. So just be a little bit careful.
Does Probably a win the futurity?
Look, you would usually say New Zealand horses at 1,400. No, even though Turn Me Loose won this race. She's obviously coming out of Australian form, 1,200. She's won a Group 1, 1,600. I can't see a reason she can't win, but I'm not going to back her from out there where she might have to settle from off the speed. I'll back that up in the All-Star Mile. I'm happy to watch her go around. But, yeah, she's a proper Australian group horse. And if she was trained by a Chris Waller or, you know, the Ma Eustace Barm, well, then people would be saying, hey, this could be a champion mare in a year's time. So, look, I think she's got a good chance. I'm not going to back her. I hope she wins. And I think she's got a real chance in the All-Star Mile because people forget she's got tactical speed to go forward over 1600. She did so on the Epsom. Yeah, people might say that she was suited by the conditions there, but she's so high on the ratings now, weight for age isn't a bad thing for her. And to be completely honest, it feels like a lot of other horses are having hot potchy sort of unusual preparations for the All-Stars. And there's not many horses you would say, well, I know this is going to be at its peak because it's had a perfect All-Star mile preparation. If she goes good on Saturday, hers is probably the most perfect of the favoured runners.
Yeah. We just had a chat to Andrew Forsman. He said Aegon's probably going to face its toughest assignment first up in Australia over the 1400. Will you be backing Aegon on Saturday?
Look, I think he's too short for what he is. I mean, the horses he's beating over here have been good horses, but it's a pretty deep field, and you know, he's obviously travelled. This is the golden rule for New Zealand horses. If you want to back them, start getting serious at 1600 or further. And that rule's been pretty good over the last 10 years. There's 10 exceptions. Turn Me Loose, the Bostonian, yeah, obviously probably a one last week, but it was only Mears' company. If you start backing the Kiwi horses at 1600, you tend to go okay. If you back them under that, particularly if they're favourites, you'll tend to lose money. So if you stick to that rule, it's worked for a long time.
All right. Have you got a good thing for us?
I'm just waiting to see how the weather plays out in Auckland because I wanted to see whether the meeting was actually going to appear, obviously. But I'll probably join you guys on Saturday morning if you have a couple of minutes and we'll try and find people. I do like the meeting. I think it's a really good meeting because some horses are emerging at the right time. There's a horse called Babylon Berlin who just won the first race there, but it's only $1.75. Now, after what you've told me about Lock and Bar Art, I'm going to get off the phone here, have 1,000 Lock and Bar Art all up Babylon Berlin and just watch them go around and win and not care.
Sounds like fun. We'll chat to you Saturday morning. Good on you, Mick.
Look forward to it, brother.